Hello, welcome to another episode of Forging a Life podcast. I am your host, Coach Christine Clark, owner of SunGlow Transformation, and my lovely energetic guest today is Ashley Powell. Ashley is a U.S. Air Force veteran, mother of two boys. She's married. She's the owner of two CBD American Shaman stores that are located, one in Altoona, Iowa, the other in West Des Moines, Iowa. I'm excited to have Ashley here. We had a great conversation, coffee, several weeks back, and I just wanted to have her on the show because she's a fairly new entrepreneur. She's doing it all, and I do mean all, and we're going to talk about all, and just her energy and her passion is beautiful. So Ashley, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here. This is great.
So just tell us a little bit about just what's going on right now. I mean, give me a recap of what you're doing. I know that you've started fairly recently with two stores. I mean, we had the grand opening in, was it just this last summer?
Last summer, yep. Okay. We had a grand opening for Altoona in July, and then we opened the next month in West Des Moines. So it was a very busy summer.
Right. So what do you want to do? You want to just kind of tell us how we got to this point or give us a little snapshot of what life is right now?
Sure. Let me start with kind of how we got here and it'll make sense in my head as we go.
Beautiful.
Okay, perfect. So stop me wherever you have questions or I'll keep going. So in the middle of COVID, I would say I was kind of bored, right? I started gardening and I tried to pick up other little hobbies and stuff, but I like to be busy. And I have a full-time job. I'm the director of the program management office at Corteva. But that just wasn't enough for me. Like, our kids weren't doing sports or anything like that. So I needed some more to do. And at the same time, my husband is also a veteran. He was in the Marine Corps. And he'd been struggling with PTSD for forever, for years and years. And we've been working with the VA. And he's not really a medicine kind of guy. Just, it doesn't make him feel great. We couldn't find the right thing. And then we tried CBD one day, and it made a huge difference in our whole family. Back to the middle of COVID, I thought one day, it was like in the middle of the night, I thought, oh my goodness, I could open a CBD store. We don't have many of those around here. And it's a great product. It's made a huge impact to our family. I could do this. I have my MBA. I've been in the business world for a really long time. So I just did it. I just decided and then got started on it.
So how did you, because this came out of what your experience with your husband and just the huge difference it made for him. You said for the whole family. So then you started using this in your daily life for everybody.
Yeah. Yep. So my younger son has ADHD and he's been on medication for that for many years now. And we started using CBG for him and a huge, huge difference for him. He still takes sometimes a small dose of his ADHD medicine, but primarily the CBG helps him a lot and he doesn't have to take medicine most of the time. So that's nice for him because he doesn't like taking it. He makes it, not that it makes him feel bad, but it, like the stigma of it, he doesn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to do like CrossFit type stuff a lot. And I use the cream for sore muscles and sometimes for anxiety, I use the tinctures and stuff like that too. But even just helping my husband impact the whole family.
Right. We help one person in the family, you help the whole family, the whole energy. Yeah, so that was, you know, a personal experience. So then it visited you at night and it was like, ding, maybe I could do this. So tell me about where, you know, the exploration that went from there, because I know you didn't just say, pick something out of a hat and say, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. You really looked at different manufacturers, different companies. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what led you to the choice of working with CBD American Shaman.
Yeah. I went all over the country really and met with different CBD manufacturers because I wanted to, this is a big commitment, and I wanted to make sure I picked the right company, somebody that had really good quality products and that was good to work with. So like, I went to Oklahoma and North Carolina, to California, It was during COVID. So I also talked to a lot of people online, just a lot of phone calls and Zoom meetings and things like that. But American Shaman, they're out of Kansas City. So it helps that they're closer as well, but their operation and quality control is just outstanding. Their products work significantly better than anything else I had tried. They're a little more potent. That was definitely who I decided I wanted to work with after seeing different operations and how other companies were working. So, and it, like I said, it's helpful that they're just in Kansas City. So that's really convenient.
Right. Yeah. Right here in the Midwest with you, they're fairly local. It's interesting that you chose CBD. And I hear that that was from your personal experience with, you know, for your husband, for your children, making such a big difference. And I don't know, I think I've only been aware of CBD as a thing available maybe late 2019. I think there was somebody that came to a networking group that I did every week that was doing it as a direct sales thing and heard about it. And then you opened your store in Altoona. And that was the first time I actually got to try something like that, because it was easy to walk in a retail spot and have that conversation. What, as an entrepreneur, you know, as somebody looking at a business, I would look at, hey, CBD is really exploding. That's cool. Maybe I would do that. But what I know is that the grass is always greener, and you shared some really interesting things about choosing this as a business, but it's not real simple to get into or manage on the business end. So tell us a little bit about your journey to set up the stores, to set up the franchise, because it's not straightforward like it might be if I was going to decide I wanted to open a Wendy's.
Yes. Yes. Maybe it's tough in Iowa. So first let me say too that I've been in the project management space in the corporate world for a really long time now, and it's great. I've done well in that area, but I've always felt like something was missing. Like, I know it sounds kind of corny, but I never felt like I was helping people. And I always wanted that part. Like, my husband and I have this conversation every couple of years. Like, I changed jobs, go to different companies a lot because I was just missing that piece of it. And I kept thinking I could get it somewhere else. So this has been very challenging. And the reason that is important that I said that is because that's really helped me through all of this, because it has been tough.
So what you had was, you were finally finding something where it was that helping people connection that was missing from your other jobs.
Yep.
And having that helping piece actually kept you connected enough to want to put up with what it took to open the stores.
Yep. That's exactly it. So, So I was really tough. It actually just became legal to sell CBD back in March. So just over a year ago now. It's a long process to go through the registration for it as well. Like, they go through all of your products before you can open and get a license for it, which is great. They should do that. They make sure everything you have is made in the United States, that it's legal, that it is what you say it is.
When you say they go through your stuff, who's they?
The state of Iowa.
Actually goes through your physical inventory.
I had to give them a list of everything, and then they research each item, which was a long list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the Iowa Department of Public Health, I believe, is who has this section. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that was the whole thing, which was really tough. And then there was different things, like the cities didn't want a hemp leaf shown anywhere on any signage. A lot of property owners did not want CBD in their spaces, or their other tenants didn't want CBD. So it was really tough in some places to find a location. There's just a lot of challenges in that area. You can't get business loans for CBD. So that was really tough. Insurance was hard to get as well, but you had to go through cannabis company insurance, which is different and more expensive, of course. Credit card processing is very difficult. I couldn't get a bank in Iowa, so banking out of Kansas City.
Yeah, so it's a bank out of state. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And because it was CBD, normal franchises, a lot of times the franchisor will loan you the startup costs, and you pay back the startup costs as well as a percentage of your sales as part of the franchise deal. Because what you were telling me is that wasn't possible.
No, none of the CBD companies that I talked to had that type of model. You have your franchise fees, of course, a big upfront one and then monthly stuff, but none of them do any lending. I think it's just too risky with CBD right now.
Okay. So what did you use to start up?
My entire life savings. my husband's and our life savings basically is in these two stores.
So, wow. Yeah. You put your whole life on the line here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It has been really interesting. My family's been super patient and helpful. Like my oldest son is 15 and he knows just as much about CBD as I do. He is an expert, like at the grand opening. I don't know if you remember, but he was there and it was so busy. It was great. It was super busy, but he was able to answer people's questions and he just hears me talk about it all the time. And great. He's read a lot of the books that I've read and watched the documentaries that I've watched. So anyway, my family's been super helpful.
It's nice and good, you know, and having your family behind you, with you is huge. Mm-hmm. That makes all the difference. You're not alone in this. It's actually a family business.
Yes. And my husband owns a construction company. So he was able to help a lot with the build out, which was nice. So that saved some money that he could, you know, do the labor part of some of it. You can get a loan or anything like that.
And for any of you that are watching this and you're in Central Iowa, go to the store that your back wall is so cool. And there's a lot, you know, it's just a really great space. And it's very fun that your husband did that. It's cool.
Did. Yeah, he's pretty awesome. Yeah, and both stores are very similar. The same type of feel. We want people to be really comfortable when they come in. We're not pushy, not really salesy. Like we just want to understand what mm-hmm. people are going through so that we can help them identify if there are certain products that can help them or that they can just sample while they're in the store and then sit down on the couch and we can talk and see if it helps them. Because most people will notice by the time we're done talking, like if they put the cream on, like, hey, my hands feel a lot better already. Right. Or something like that, or they tried the water soluble and their anxiety, like their shoulders are starting to relax. And so the whole feel of the store is supposed to help with that. And
yeah, I think so too. I think it's a very nice space. It's a very comfortable space and it's bright, well lit. Interesting to me that there's still the stigma attached with marijuana to CBD. Like I said, no leaves on signage that was a thing with the, you know, city of Des Moines. It's like, oh, okay. what was the biggest or most unexpected hurdle? Or, I mean, when you were going through this,
I think the toughest one was just not being able to find a space in West Des Moines. That was really hard for me because West Des Moines was where I originally wanted to be. Mm-hmm. I lived in between Norwalk and Indianola. So it's close to me, which is really helpful. And it's a great area. I spend a lot of time in West Des Moines. And so one, it was kind of heartbreaking that everybody was like, no, we are not interested in you.
Right.
So that was really tough and very unexpected, like just part of being new at it. I maybe should have known, but I didn't. So that was probably the hardest thing at the time.
Yeah, you're starting up something that you are passionate about, you have a heart for, you see the mm-hmm. benefit for your own family, you want to give this to other people, and you're going in there with this energy of, this is going to be so wonderful, and you're being looked at like the stepchild.
Like a drug dealer.
Like a drug dealer.
Yeah. Right. And I've never been looked at like that before. So that was tough for me. But I will say the city of Altoona has been amazing. I could not ask for a better group of people to work with. The Chamber of Commerce, just the overall city and the community were so welcoming. They were amazing.
So really kind of, you have to feel like your communities, like you finally did find a space in West Des Moines, was mm-hmm. able to yeah. Have a store there. But yeah, so it kind of the finding the community or the area where you can flourish because there's openness, acceptance, people excited about it makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And to your point earlier, just a lot of education needed still. Like we still get a lot of people that walk by and as soon as they see what it is, like they turn their head, they don't want to know anything about it. They care more about it. And I get it. I do get it. It could probably help them, right? Like they right. can off some other medications or have less anxiety or something. There are just so many benefits, and I just want a chance to tell them, but a lot of people won't let me.
Yeah. So. They're just not ready. They're not ready. So you have to, and this is like for any business, there are going to be clients, customers that are your clients, are your seekers, that are going to be open, curious, willing to take a look at it. And those are the people that are going to come in and you're going to be able to help, and the, you know, word of mouth, and it'll spread. Other people are just not ready. And maybe, you know, and there's going to be a segment of the population that will never be ready. And that's okay. You know, yes, you want to help everybody, but you end up just helping those that are your match, are your seeker for what you're offering.
And I'm getting, like, coming to more peace with that. It was definitely really hard at the beginning, but when people come back in to, like, they bring their mom, or they come back in to get another of whatever they got before, and they tell you the difference it's made for them, like, I get goosebumps every time. It's amazing. It makes me so happy.
Absolutely. And being able to celebrate the ones that you get to help, get to touch, know that you're gonna help those that you can, and you can't help everybody. Yeah, I think that's frustrating. I think in almost any business, I mean, I have that a little bit with coaching. I'll sit down and have a great conversation with somebody, and I can see how I could be moving them forward, how this connection would move them forward, and they're not ready. And it's like, and it hurts, because it's like, I think you need this, but you're not ready for it. You're not my person yet. Mm-hmm. Right. Tell me about doing the full-time job, two retail stores, kids with activities, and being, you know, a spouse. You want to have spouse time. Just tell me a little bit about managing that.
Yeah. So my initial answer to that is, I don't know. I just do it. But I know that's not a great answer. I try really hard when I am with my family to be present, because I'm not with them a lot, or when I am home and working. So I try, and I'm not always great at it. I'm still learning, still getting better, but I try, like, when we're all there and I'm intentionally not working, that we're really spending time together and I'm paying attention, like play cards or something, or make dinner together, or just try to make the time meaningful. But they, like you mentioned, like they are very, my kids are very busy as well. And so is my husband. My oldest son does national fishing tournaments. My husband has his own hobbies. So I feel like we're all very busy. It helps that my kids are a little older now. They're almost 12 and 15. I don't know if I could have done it when they were younger.
Yeah. And does your 15-year-old have the school permit driving thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that
makes a huge difference. Yes.
Yeah. It makes a huge difference. Yeah. So being present and making the most of the time you do have. How about blending full-time job with two retail stores?
That has been really, really hard. I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest, at the beginning, when I thought I could do two stores and a full-time job at the same time. I just did it, which I tend to do. It is working. It's where, I mean, I got a promotion a couple months ago, so I'm still doing well in both spaces, but it is a lot to manage. CBD definitely helps me, because I have been getting a little more overwhelmed and anxiety and stuff, right? Just keeping up with everything. But I also have a great team at both places. So my regular full-time day job, my team is outstanding. Could not ask for a better group of employees. And then at my stores, my employees there are great as well. They know what they're doing. I don't have to be involved as much as I did in the beginning. And I'm getting things down easier too, like ordering inventory and payroll and just stuff like that. It gets easier over time.
So just sticking with it. And you told me that you're kind of a high energy person. The shutdown in 2020, yeah, you were stir crazy.
It was tough. Some of it was good. Like, it was probably good for me to just shut down a little bit, right? And spend more time with my family and start doing, like I mentioned, like I started gardening and doing different things like that. But this wasn't long-term sustainable for me. I need things to do. I need to feel like I'm making a difference for people, that I'm helping in some way with things. So this has been really, really perfect for that.
Yeah. So tell me about that fulfillment piece, this piece of making a difference. How does that change, I mean, your life?
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. It definitely makes a difference in just how I feel. Like, I'm a happier person because I can see that it's making a difference for so many other people. Like, we have regulars that come into the store all the time that could barely function before, or they couldn't afford a med card to go to Med Farm, but they can come here and get the same benefit, and it's just completely changed their lives. So it definitely, I mean, I kind of already said this, but it definitely makes the working until midnight or 1 a.m. all of the time much easier to handle. Like I couldn't work this many hours for my day job because I would be so burnt out. And my company that I work for, Granular and Corteva, they also have a great mission and they're doing great things. It's just not the same. It's not the direct. I don't see it day to day like I do here at the stores, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, having personal contact with the people you're serving, that's huge difference. Yes. Conceptually knowing that you're doing a good for the world, but it's not the same as being able to connect with the people and the good you're doing personally, right?
Yeah. And hearing everybody's stories when they come in is just amazing. Everybody is dealing with such hard things, and so many young people with anxiety. It's just been very eye-opening how many young people come in these doors that need help with just handling life. It's just been crazy hearing everybody's stories that are just amazing, the things that people cope with.
Would you share a story or two?
Yes. So I have this one gentleman that comes in because his dad has cancer, and he was in tremendous pain all the time, very, very late stages. And he comes in every 2 weeks and buys our most expensive products. They're the highest potency, right? And every 2 weeks on the dot, he comes in and buys two bottles because it helps his dad manage his pain and nausea and all that stuff. Like, he completely changed his quality of life. I don't think it's going to cure him by any means. He's very far into this, but the difference it has made for him, he can spend time with his family because he's not in excruciating pain all of the time. My goodness. There was a gentleman that came in the other day that has had several heart surgeries. He had blood pressure issues. He had lots of things, so many things that he couldn't hardly stand up straight. I thought he was going to fall over multiple times. And I kept reaching for him and he kept saying, "Don't do that. That freaked me out." And I really am going to fall. So he tried one of our new products. He came back in and he was like a totally different person. Like, his doctor already noticed the improvements in him, and it only been a couple weeks. It's just amazing.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the first story you shared where the gentleman's coming in every 2 weeks for his father, mm-hmm. who has end stage cancer. Yes, you're providing the father with a higher quality of life. But when you said, you know, he can be with his family because he's not in excruciating pain, you're giving that family a gift of really being able to have him longer, even having the person who's dying have more presence with those around him. Mm-hmm. That's unfathomable how much benefit that is to that family.
It is huge. There's a huge scale of it too. Like, my mother-in-law uses our topical products a lot because she's got arthritis in her hand. She's got some hip stuff and knee pain. And she only has to use it every 3 days. Like, before, sometimes she would have just trouble doing day-to-day things, but now she doesn't have that. And she shares it with everybody she knows. I give her samples a lot because she gets out because she is so enthusiastic about it. She's amazing. So lots of different people and issues that they're dealing with that it helps with.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. Where are you going from here?
But ideally, I would love to open a third store. That's been my goal from the beginning, is to have three of them. I just can't right now. They're so busy. I wish I could. Yeah. Thinking about that gives me a lot of anxiety.
Right. Right. Yeah. You're doing a lot maintaining two stores plus full-time job and kids, family, and all that. Yeah. Adding another retail would be a lot. So for you, having done it almost a full year, eventually, is this like, are you going to give up full-time job? If you look out the future 5-10 years from now, what do you see?
Yeah. So I would love to do this full-time, to be able to hear, like, the stuff I've been talking about, to be able to experience that every day. I would love to do that, to just to be here every day. I do also like my full-time job quite a bit. Like I said, I love the people I work with. Long-term, that's what I would love to do, is have three stores, just do this full-time, help as many people as we can.
So if somebody is interested, curious, open, mm-hmm. what what are the important things for them to know? Or, I mean, how would somebody start that exploration?
Yeah, so there's so many things. It's quite a science. There's a lot to know. I feel like I could talk about CBD and cannabinoids for days. I think the main thing for people to understand is that legal CBD comes from the hemp plant, not the marijuana plant. Legal CBD comes from hemp. These plants have over 120 different cannabinoids in them that we know about so far. CBD is one of those cannabinoids. CBN is another cannabinoid. It helps with sleeping. CBG is another one. It gives you energy and focus.
And what's a cannabinoid then?
It's a compound in the plant. Like THC is a cannabinoid.
Okay. So it's just, it's the chemical of the plant or the...
Kind of. So THC is one of like a compound. It's a cannabinoid. It's the one that gives you psychoactive effects.
Okay. And you said over 120.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so,
we haven't been allowed to do a lot of research on it. So there's still a lot of studying going on. Even today, you can't study CBD on humans. So the only studying and research they can do is on animals. Anyway, so I didn't really answer your question earlier, which was like, what are the top questions people should ask? They want to know about the quality and make sure that there are lab reports on the products that they're buying. That's super important. There was a study done a few years ago, and a huge percentage of the CBD companies that they looked at, what was in their products is not what they said it was. Most bottles will have a QR code on it, but you can scan it and it'll take you to the lab results. I have all of them printed in the store in a binder for people to look at. So it'll tell you exactly how much of each of those cannabinoids is in it. That's important. It's also important to know if there's any THC in your product, because some people have drug testing and that could show up. Even the trace legal amounts of THC could show up. So that's important.
Okay.
And then just asking what format would work best. A lot of people are used to using THC, but your body can only absorb about 10% of that because it's an oil. Whereas a water soluble, like your body can absorb 90% of it. And then like with gummies and things like edibles, your body has to digest it. So you lose some of the CBD through the digestion process. Your stomach and your liver take some of it out, so you don't get as many benefits. Yeah, that was a lot.
So look into what's actually in it, so you know. And then there's a lot of different varieties and ways that it can come. So mm-hmm. what can work best for your lifestyle? Mm-hmm. Does what people want from their CBD, like whether it's a difference between pain relief or stress relief?
So CBD is great for those things. One product does both things. What's okay. different is if you have trouble sleeping, some people CBD is enough because it relaxes them enough that they can sleep, but some people need more than that. So that's where the CBN comes in. That's a better product for that. It depends, which is really why we like to talk to people about it and go over what it is they need.
And I guess the last question I want to ask is, having taken the entrepreneurial route and jumped in, because I heard you did all your research, you decided mm-hmm. this is what you want, you picked it, and you jived in. If someone's thinking, hey, I want to do the entrepreneurial thing, what would you recommend?
Yeah.
What does someone thinking about entrepreneurship need to know?
It's really hard. It's very time consuming. So you really have to make sure it's a product that you care about. It's something that is going to keep you motivated and a reason to not give up, because you can't give up there's no point. So I think that's probably the most important thing. Just make sure you're getting into something that matters to you.
You have to have the heart for it, the desire for it, right? Because it's mm-hmm. going to be difficult. Yeah, right. There's no easy peasy. Let's just make some money.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Right. There's been quite a few tears, quite a few days where I've been like, what am I doing? I'm so stressed. I can't keep up. Having some type of support system, somebody to talk to is really, really important to you, just to keep going and getting through it and not giving up.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, Ashley. Thank you so much for this conversation today, Ashley. You're fantastic. I enjoyed having you on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Christine. It was great talking to you.